Hey, everybody out there. Welcome to the All Over Overland podcast. My name is Michael Hayden, and this episode wasn't easy. It was pretty hard to do. I didn't want to do it. I'm going to address some things that have been going on with All Over Overland, with Overland Radio, and how that has affected and how some friendships have been lost because of decisions made by parties involved. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. My name is Michael Hayden. I say show, the podcast. I do the show on Tuesdays. This is the All Over Overland podcast, but we're going to talk about some things that have been going on with the radio show and the podcast. And this is going to be a difficult conversation to have with you guys, and I hope I don't piss anybody off, but I've had too many people message me with questions not to address kind of some of the things that are going on. And it's been confusing for a lot of people. So let's just jump into it. And I'll kind of tell you what happened. I'll kind of tell you, I'll just kind of, let me just try to explain a little bit. So over the last month, you've seen some changes on Overland Radio, and you've probably noticed some changes on the podcast. And I've been getting messages about both. And let's talk about Overland Radio first. So we have lost a host, somebody that was a sidekick for me on my show, and that's Joey. Joey decided not to help a sponsor out that we have for Overland Radio and mention that they were going to have a grand opening. Overland Attic was going to have their grand opening. They had moved their location. And all we basically needed him to do was to, you know, announce that, you know, hey, Michael and Lee are going to be there, and Chad's having a grand opening. And, you know, he's a sponsor for the radio. Thank you so much. That's really all he had to do. But he refused to. Would not do it. And the reason is we both had a sponsor, Artemis Overland Hardware. You've heard me mention them several times, but you've noticed that they've been absent from the ad part of our sponsorship on All Over Overland for about a month or so. Well, there's a reason for that. I guess Aaron did get pissed off that I went to the grand opening for Overland Attic and has not returned any of my phone calls, has not returned any of my text messages. So I kind of know what it feels like to be a customer trying to get an order fulfilled or trying to find out where their order is and why they haven't received it from shipping. I say that only because I got so many phone calls and messages asking me where their stuff was because Artemis was a sponsor of my show. Now, Aaron's a nice guy. I've always enjoyed hanging out with him. I've always had a good time with him. It's unfortunate that this whole thing happened. You know, basically I went to do a live show for the radio part of what I do at Chad's place. And because Aaron does not like Chad, he had a problem with it. And instead of being an adult, he just decided to not talk to me anymore after it. So he's no longer a part of All Over Overland podcast or anything that I do. I'm not getting any gear from him anymore. Not going to their Friday lunches, not doing any of that. I mean, if the guy's not going to call me, then there's no reason, right? And so I guess Joey was right in the fact that he cherished that relationship with Aaron way more than he did with Lee, me, anybody else, and decided to go with that and not. And I mean, he quit right after that. And now he started his own thing. Wish him the best. They're doing their own thing. Him and Aaron, I guess, are getting together and they're going to do some kind of talk radio thing just like ours that we do here, just with a different name and on a, I say different platform, but it's pretty much the same. It's just the same. But it's just unfortunate. And it's unfortunate that, even as an adult, that this junior high bullshit happens. So that is to fill you in on what was going on with Joey being absent from Overland Radio. It's been hard. Joey was a best friend of mine. We don't really talk much anymore. And, you know, when I found out about the radio thing, you know, it just kind of, it kind of hurt. I mean, I'll be honest, it kind of hurt simply because, you know, we brought him in and showed him how to do all this stuff. And, you know, I understand people decide to do their own thing and go off. So I think overall, it'll probably benefit both of us because we're just at, you know, it's just adding more content for people to listen to absorb, you know, to take in. And overall, I think that could be a good thing. I just don't like the way it happened. Still gonna wish Joey the best. Now, as far as the podcast, yeah. So once I went to the grand opening for Overland Attic in Nixon, Missouri, Aaron would not return my phone calls, would not return the text message. Didn't he have the respect for me, I guess, to tell me, hey, look, you know, I just can't get past it. I like what you're doing, but I just can't be a part of the podcast anymore because it's too conflicting for me. Like, he couldn't even have that conversation with me. In fact, I think that I've heard about, like, all kinds of craziness that has happened in the last several months when it comes to some different events where they're yelling and screaming at people and all kinds of stuff I just can't believe is going on. But yeah, so Aaron at Artemis Overland Hardware is not a part of All Over Overland anymore. And it sucks. You know, it's not just that, you know, Aaron was basically paying for ad space and I was getting a discount on equipment there. It's not that. It's I lost a friend in the whole process. I lost two friends in the whole process. And that's the part that upsets me the most. You know, I could care less about someone being my sponsor. I could care, you know, as far as if it's going to damage my friendship with anybody. Like, I don't want that. I don't want that to be a problem. This is all just fun stuff that we're doing. And it should be fun. It should be, you know, my show on Overland Radio is, we've called it a shit show. We just have fun. We drink a little whiskey. We have guests. We joke, we laugh. Sometimes it's just Lee and I, and we talk about events and kind of what's going on with us, and we make fun of each other, and it's just a fun show. It's a big energy fun show kind of vibe that we do. So it just kind of sucks over the last month that we've had this dark cloud over us. And that's why I really want to get on here and address that, you know, we're moving forward and we hope them the best, but I've had way too many people reach out and ask me what's going on. And I've had to have this conversation many, many, many times. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off. I'm going to have it on my podcast. We're going to do this once. If anybody asks me a question, I'll refer them to the podcast to listen to it. Because it's just easier. I don't want to relive this wound over and over again. Because that's what it was. You know, I talk to Joey every day and now I don't talk to him at all. I talk to Aaron often and, you know, now he won't return my phone calls. And it's not like it's hard to explain. It's not like I really did anything other than fulfilling an obligation that I have with one of the platforms that I get to speak on. You know, it's not like I went out and chose to piss anybody off. You know, it's just work. It's just business. And my beef is not somebody else's beef. I can be friends with two different people and them not like each other, and it's fine. My best friend in the world, my buddy Zach, was engaged to a woman when we were in our 20s. And during the time that he was dating her, you know, I fell in love with her as far as a friend, as far as a family member. Zach's like my brother. And so when they decided not to get married, which is probably a good call, especially at our stage in life that we were at, I told them, like, look, I'm invested in both of you. I'm going to be friends with both of you. And to this day, they are two of my best friends, and they don't hang out, they don't talk to each other. They're just two separate things that happen. You know, I hang out with Zach and we talk about Zach stuff. I hang out with Ryan and we talk about Ryan stuff. You know, so yes, her name is Ryan. So yeah, it's just kind of, we can be adults about things, but it sucks when people don't want to be adults. They want to be kids. They want it to be junior high. They want it to be, you know, that's the bad thing about social media is that it's just easy just to flake out. And I guess people probably flaked out in person too, but, it's just heightened and everybody sees it. Everybody knows it. On Facebook, you know, I just say Facebook, but on social media as a whole, you know, that's why I'm addressing this. If it wasn't for people asking me, hey, what's up with Artemis and you? Hey, what's up with Joey and you? Hey, why isn't Joey on the radio show? Hey, is Joey on the radio show? Because I know that he's doing a show, but I don't see it on the radio show. What's Joey doing? I'm just kind of addressing my, like, how I see it and what, how it affects me and doesn't affect me or whatever. So when it comes down to it, Aaron is no longer a sponsor for the podcast and Joey is no longer a part of Overland Radio. He's doing his own thing. And I wish them all the best. But yeah, it's still a little fresh and kind of stings. It's very unfortunate. Had great times camping with them and hanging out with them. And yeah, that's maybe that wound will heal at some time. I've had some famous beefs in the past and you know, those beefs that I have worked out, Matt McClellan and Nathan Anderson, they're both prime examples. You know, there was, if you were part of Natural State Overland, you knew that, that we would argue about stuff quite often. And, you know, it just kind of got to the point where we both kind of were like, hey, look, you know, this is dumb. And, we're mainly about the same thing. We just kind of go about, you know, the thought process maybe on that a little bit different, and that's fine. You know, have your thought process. I'll have mine. And I think we can probably figure out a way to get along. And, you know, Matt and I camped right next to each other at the Big Iron, Overland Rally. Nathan, did a lot of amazing photographs at the rally and got a few really good ones of me doing my thing on stage. And I appreciate that. And we've healed that wound that we have. And I wouldn't say that we're best friends, but you know what? We can laugh and hug on each other and have a good time at these events. And we talk to each other every once in a while through social media. Now, I hope that happens with Aaron and Joey in the future. And it probably will. But I just want to address all the questions that I've had about it and let this be kind of where this stops. If you want to ask me a question about it, I'm probably going to send you to this podcast for you to listen to. If that still doesn't answer your questions, I don't know what to tell you. The fact is that Joey's not on Overland Radio anymore. His show on Thursdays or Tuesdays or Mondays or whatever he's doing is not on Overland Radio. It's on the platform that he's decided to build and start doing. So if you want to go listen to him, go find him, go listen. I'm sure he's got it shared on his Facebook, all that kind of stuff. And that's great. I hope you enjoy Overland Radio as well. There's more than enough content and more than enough people to let both flourish. You know, I feel the same way about shops whenever they're in the same town. Work together instead of working against each other. It just makes more sense to build the community and to not have this animosity between shops. There's no reason for it. You know, me as a person that spends money, I can go buy something from one shop that I need and go buy something else I need from the other shop. It's my decision. I shouldn't be made to feel like there's a loyalty issue if I do that. Anybody, you know, I've always said that anybody that tells you it's that friend or it's me. Well, you've made my decision. I'm not going to be friends with somebody that makes me choose who to be friends with. It's just grown-up stuff, you know? I mean, that's just, you just don't do that. And if I'm put in that position, I will rarely choose the person that's making me decide, you know, which is the case. So yeah, this was a difficult show to have, and I've been wanting to bring this up, for a couple of weeks, just because of all the DMs that I'm getting about both of these people and about why there's absence in, my conversations with them about them, and, that they're just missing. And, you know, it's a decision that they both made, and wish them the best, but yes, they are no longer part of All Over Overland and no longer a part of Overland Radio. I hope that you guys continue to, enjoy the podcast that I'm putting out. Hope that you continue to enjoy the live show that I do every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Overland Radio. And I wish Joey and Aaron the best. I hope that you go and listen to what they're doing. I hope that you stay engaged with that, and know that, that you can still be engaged with us as well. There's just enough. There's enough time in the day. There's enough people out there. There's enough things to talk about that these two things can exist, at the same time, and everybody flourish from it. It's unfortunate. I wish that it had gone a different way, but it's just what happened. And, it breaks my heart to tell you about it, to have to go through it, because I love both of these guys to death. You know, but it's out of my control at this point. I hope that you guys, understand what I'm saying, understand where I'm coming from, and know that this wasn't easy for me to talk about. I debated whether I should say anything about it, but again, just the volume of messages that I've received about it and questions that I received at the Big Iron Overland Rally. And it was just too much. So I felt like I needed to put something together and put it out there. Not something that I really thought I would address or thought that I wanted to do. But again, just the number of people that were asking about it, I felt like it was time. I needed to address this. It was just going to follow me around if I don't. And so here it is. There's probably a few of you that are like, what happened? You know, like you didn't know. But there's quite a few of you that did know that just the absence of those things probably meant something bigger. And anyway, so I'm sure they have their version of what happened. All I can tell you is that what started with, you know, hey, you know, we need you to run this ad on your Thursday show, and he refused. And after that, he decided to leave, and Aaron said, him and Aaron worked out a deal to start doing Joey's thing on a different platform and just do it differently. So, yeah. But moving forward, we're excited with what's going on with Overland Radio. Lee right now is on this big trip that he took some Opus owners on, and he had a blast doing that. And now he's still going to be out for another month or so, kind of traveling around with his wife and kid for a little bit, and then going and checking on some potential sponsors for Overland Radio. We're also looking for new talent at Overland Radio. Obviously, we've got a spot or two that have opened up, and we would love to have some new, fresh person on that's crazy enough, that's brave enough to do their own radio show on a Thursday, a Friday. You know, we can do them on any day of the week. It just depends on what time you would be available if you wanted to do a live show. Lee has expanded it to add podcasts and blogs. And I think he's doing a few other things that are kind of working on. But if you're a content creator at all, and maybe you don't want to do a live show, but you would like to have some of your reach expand as far as building your brand, we would love to have you come on and work with you to get more of your content out to people so that not only you grow your brand, but over here at Overland Radio, we continue to grow what we're working on and doing. We're hoping it gets to the point where the people that come on and have content and that they want on there, that we're going to be at the point where we've got enough sponsors that we can actually pay them for that content to be put on Overland Radio. We're not quite there, but we're getting, I think Lee's getting us pretty close to that point. We make no money doing this. In fact, we lose money because we spend so much money on this platform that we do for Overland Radio and on all the equipment that we have. You know, this is just, it's a labor of love for us. We love giving you this content, and we need a few more people, influencers on there, brands on there to have shows or to have a blog that goes on there. And then we also need some new sponsors, you know, to help this, keep this thing going and rolling. You know, Lee's put in a lot of money of his own money in this, and he just believes in it so much that that he wants to keep doing this. And I appreciate that. We've all put in blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, at the Moore Expo, I think we went live like 38 times, you know, over 2 days. And it was a blast. That's the kind of stuff we want to continue to do with Overland Radio. With podcast, you know, this is where it's me and it's stripped down and you get me raw. You know, you get me trying to inspire people to go outside to do things. You know, you get to find out about what's going on with my builds, with what's going on with the equipment that I've got, and just my thoughts and feelings and insight on what's going on with Overland as a whole and adventure outings. You know, whether it's, you know, hiking, mountain biking, camping, off-roading, whatever it may be. I want to bring that to you so that, you know, even if it's something you haven't thought about, you can be like, oh yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Or, oh, that I'm inspired to go do that. Let's go to that place because that sounds really cool. Or, you know, I didn't think about that gear with this, whatever it may be. That's kind of what I want to do with the podcast. And, so again, like I said, this wasn't an easy show for me. I hope you guys understand that. And, you know, if this is not something you wanted to hear today, then, you know, obviously, you know, you probably skipped it and you'll wait for the next one that comes out that's more Overland related and not so much of this junior high bullshit. So you guys have always been awesome. I appreciate it. We're going to have another all over coffee meet coming up soon. Probably, let me see. Let me get my, since I have your attention, let me get my calendar. I haven't set a date for it yet, but let me get my calendar and look and see. I'm thinking probably June 5th. I've got to check with a few people to see exactly what we're going to do. We were thinking about doing a camp meet, you know, go meet somewhere and actually go camping somewhere. But I think that we're going to have it again at Edmund Pickup, just because this month and a half has been crazy and I'm just trying to get, you know, back on solid ground with everything that's happened. And so I haven't had the time to really dive in and pick a place for us to go camp. But maybe we'll have that discussion on the 5th with the people that show up and we'll talk to the people that come and say, hey, look, every once in a while, we want to take this at a camping spot. And what camping spot would you guys like to go to that's maybe even local, whether it's Lake Arcadia, Red Rock Canyon. There's a few other places that we can go to that are within, you know, 5 minutes to an hour from where we have Edmund Pickup. You know, do we need to go up closer to Tulsa? Do we need to go further west? Do we need to go further east? You know, we'll have that conversation at the next all over coffee meet. So I think let's plan on doing that the 5th, but let me just make sure that date works and I'll have an official thing out about that, probably in probably by the end of this coming weekend. So before Memorial Day, I'll come back and have another podcast where I talk about what we're going to do with the All Over Coffee Meet. It's been a lot of fun. We camped out there last time. He kind of had us in a back corner, so a lot of people drove by and just didn't see us. So we're going to change that, and we're going to move more to the front. We might not camp out, the night before or the night before, like we did last time. But we still will have an event, and I'll let you know what that date is. You guys have always been awesome. I hope that you guys are doing well. I hope that you don't have any little dramas going on in your life. And if so, I hope you get through them. They're obviously not easy. I've been struggling with what to do with what's happened the last month and a half or so. Anyway, I just love all you guys. Send me messages. Let me know what's going on. Let me know where you're camping next. Let me know kind of what you feel about the show, what you'd like to hear, what you'd like to see. I say see because I still do, the YouTube channel and obviously Instagram and all that kind of stuff. And we're just kind of trying to keep, we're just going to keep growing this. I have so much fun interviewing people and doing the podcast where I just talk to you about what I feel that, it doesn't matter if I have sponsors, I'm just going to keep doing this. I just appreciate you guys listening. It means a lot to me. I've got the opportunity to be the MC at the Overland or at the Big Iron Overland Rally, and that was one of the funnest weekends that I've had. And it was a great event, and I'm lucky and fortunate enough to be in a position where Chris reached out and said, "Hey, I'd like your help with this." And of course, without hesitation, I was there for him. Again, you guys are awesome. Love you guys to death. Thank you for listening to me, and I hope you understand just the struggle that it's been, and that we will get through this. And again, make sure that you support Joey. Make sure that you go and listen to his show and do all that stuff. I want the best for him. I just wish it didn't happen this way. Whatever you do, make sure that you guys go all over.
How you know, man?